Smokers who've tried to quit know it's not easy. Statistics bear that out. Less than 5% of Wisconsin smokers who try to quit are successful. Patricia Rubel is one of the few who did after 50 years of smoking.
I'm very proud of what I've done. It was very, very hard. And if anybody tells you it's easy to quit smoking, it isn't. But it can be done.
Most smokers relapse within the first year. Some smokers hold off longer, but eventually resume the habit, usually between the second and seventh year. Researchers at the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention want to know why. Timothy Baker is a professor of psychology at the UW-Madison and the principal investigator for a new three-year study. It will compare smoking treatments and examine the health and lifestyles of those who quit. It will also build on previous research about the genetics of addiction and why some people relapse.
We've already gathered extensive information that treatments work differently for men and women, but we don't yet know enough to know exactly what treatment we should recommend for a woman and what treatment will work best for a man.
Drugs to alleviate withdrawal symptoms didn't work for Rubel, neither did willpower.
I tried the patch and that didn't work. And I just tried cold turkey, that didn't work. But this did.
In Rubel's hand is a Palm Pilot. She used the portable device as an electronic diary during a previous UW study in which she participated. She recorded cravings and emotions during the day so researchers could track them in hopes of finding what triggers smoking. The Palm Pilots will also be used in the new study, which will compare the nicotine patch, lozenge, and other smoking treatments approved by the Food and Drug Administration. 13% of participants in the study will get placebos, which just happens to be what Rubel was given. For her, the pill that isn't supposed to do anything worked. She stopped smoking. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.